نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى ولذكر الله أكبر صدق الله العظيم A sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, O Rasul of Allah, the commandments of Islam are many. In other words, many of your teachings we have, many different things you have advised us to do, many great actions have been mentioned in Islam, but I find it difficult to fulfill all of them. So give me advice, tell me one special action which I can hold on to very firmly, and this will be enough for me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that always keep your tongue moist in the dhikr of Allah. This is one of those actions which in reality really will actually bring about within our lives a complete transformation. And this will bring deen in its reality within our life. On a certain occasion, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu was sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they asked different questions about certain people amongst the Muslims who are the best in the court of Allah. The best musalli, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the man who remembers Allah the most. The best person who gives sadaqah, the man who remembers Allah the most. The best mujahid in the path of Allah, the man who makes dhikr of Allah the most. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, Umar radiallahu anhu said, O Rasulullah, in that case it seems like the people who make dhikr of Allah the most, they're taking all the rewards in akhirah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam agreed. He said, yes, this is the reality. So the dhikr of Allah is one of the greatest, most potent actions within Islam. And really this has such great power in it, which is beyond the understanding of man. May Allah ta'ala grant me realization, grant us all realization. This is our greatest necessity while living in this world. In simple words, we can say that Allah has created us specially for His remembrance. His remembrance is such an important aspect of our life that every ibadah in Islam also, when we have been commanded to perform actions, good actions in Islam, then the objective behind it is so that we can remember Allah. Salah, for the remembrance of Allah. Hajj, for the remembrance of Allah. The different actions, jihad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, that in the battlefield also don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At every time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's thoughts have to be in a person's mind. And for this, there is training required. And for this reason, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the ummah and encouraged the ummah. The importance of dhikrullah, verbal dhikrullah by the tongue, wherein a person utters the words of dhikr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahaba, should I not inform you of the greatest action? And the action which is most pure and beloved in the sight of Allah. And that action which will raise your ranks the highest in akhirah. And that action which is more virtuous than spending gold and silver in the path of Allah. And that action which is even better than fighting the enemy of Allah in such a condition that you are killing them and they are killing you. The Sahaba said, definitely, O Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the dhikr of Allah. Such a great action Allah has given us. Such a powerful weapon Allah has given us. And inshallah, in these few minutes, just a few benefits, very practical benefits which we will find, every one of us can find, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has indicated to in the hadith, or Allah has discussed in Quran, regarding the dhikr of Allah, if a person makes dhikr. And may Allah ta'ala make it a reality in all of our lives. There are many, many. And obviously the virtues of dhikr in this short time can never be encompassed. Actually books and books have been written on the virtues. A certain alim had written a kitab, Al-Wabilu Sayyid. In this book, 80 different benefits of dhikrullah have been mentioned. And that is also just the tip of an iceberg. So anyway, one of the great benefits that a person gets out of dhikrullah. And remember also that without dhikrullah, even iman can't be complete. For our iman to be established, for our iman to be valid, one of the very important essentials is iqrar bil lisan. That we have to make dhikr with our tongues. Without a person reciting la ilaha illallah, iman will not be valid, it will not be accepted. For that reason, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who accepts from me that kalima, which my uncle rejected, that person, this kalima will save him from the fire of Jahannam. This kalima is such an alchemy. In the past, there was something famous as alchemy, wherein people would go out to search for a certain recipe. This recipe would teach them to make such a stone, that whatever would touch the stone would turn into gold. Allah alone knows best the reality, whether it really existed or not. Whatever the case is, but this alchemy, that turns everything into gold, far greater than this alchemy of the hadas kalima, that a person who was till 99 years of his life kafir, he worshipped idols, he worshipped other humans, he worshipped the sun, the moon, he was totally despised and hated by Allah. This kalima he recites 1 second. If he has to pass away the next second, he will go directly to Jannah. Our Shaykh Dhamad Barakatuhum says, he says, this is the kalima that will transform a Jahannami into a Jannati. A man destined for the fire of Jahannam, suddenly he is going directly to Jannah. And a person who was mabghuz, it will change him into mahbub. He was despised and hated in the court of Allah, in the sight of Allah. And suddenly he is the beloved of Allah. And it will change a nari into a nuri. A man who in actual fact had fire within his heart. He could never have any enjoyment and pleasure. Why? Because as long as a man remains in kufr, so to say he is in Jahannam in this world already. He was nari, he was going to Jahannam. And suddenly he becomes nuri. His heart is filled with this nur of iman. And not just filled with this nur of iman. The Quran explains that when he walks, he takes this nur with him wherever he goes. And people are affected through this very same nur of iman. One kalima changes. What a great transformation it brings. Just one time a person recited this kalima and way, from where it took him till where. Anyway, one of the great benefits of reciting this kalima is that today unfortunately many people are suffering, not only kalima but any type of dhikrullah, that a person spends time involved in dhikrullah. Many people today are suffering from what they call depression. And this is actually a condition which generally most of the time comes about because of our sins, or because of constant pondering and wonder and worrying over the past. This happened, that happened, that happened. So a person then, because of lack of belief in taqdeer, that everything is in the control of Allah, a person goes through this condition here. And we regard it as a medical condition, whereas to a great extent for majority of people, it is just a spiritual condition. And we bring it upon ourselves, and we make ourselves believe that I got no choice in this matter here. I have to remain sick, I will always remain sick. So when a person is in this depression, one of the great solutions which Islam has provided is Allah. بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ Allah says, listen very, very well. Open your ears and listen. Only in the remembrance of Allah will hearts find contentment. Qadi Sanaullah Panipati Rahmatullah Alayhi, when speaking about this ayah in his tafsir, he writes that the word bi refers to fi. Only when a person is engrossed in dhikr, at that time there his heart will find contentment. And he gives an example just like a fish. As long as a fish is in water, it is content, it is happy, it's at ease. Remove that fish from the water. And suddenly the fish becomes agitated. It becomes edgy. It doesn't know what happened to it. The fish starts jumping. The fish starts moving around. It is uncomfortable. And as soon as you place it back in the water, suddenly it's back in its original place. Now it is happy again. Really, as long as our hearts are separated from Allah, so to say we are out of the water. But the sad reality, and may Allah forgive me, forgive us all, the sad reality in most of our lives is that we have become so accustomed to being out of the water that actually many times when we come into the remembrance of Allah, then we feel uncomfortable. And this should never be the case with a believer. Allah promises in this verse here, although outwardly it may seem that to practice on deen is very difficult, and to make dhikrullah is very difficult, and to engage and indulge in sin is very enjoyable. But really Allah has made the system in the world that the person who is involved in sin, although he gets some temporary pleasure, but in his heart he is miserable. And that person who is involved in dhikrullah, although from the outside it seems like he is involved in very difficult work. He's sitting in the masjid, spending time in the masjid, doing dini work. So from outside it looks very difficult. But ask that man himself what goes through his heart. This is one of the great solutions. For this reason here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even explained that in the gatherings of dhikr, when a person takes part in these gatherings of dhikrullah, then at that time one special condition comes down from the heavens, which is called sakina. And ulama have explained, what is the sakina? Huwa nurun. It is a divine light. يَسْتَقِرُّ فِي الْقَلْبِ It finds its place in the heart. It establishes itself in the heart. وَبِهِ يَثْبُتُ عَلَى التَّوَجُّهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ And through this nur which Allah sends down, a person's attention is fully focused towards Allah. And his attention turns away from everything of this world. He understands Allah alone is the sole doer. and وَيَتَخَلَّصُ عَنِ الطَّيْشِ. Through this nur, he manages to save himself from this depression, worry, tension. This is one very great means. And many, many people we have heard about who are suffering heavy depression. Murana Mazhar Sahib Damat Barakatum used to mention, often he used to mention an incident of a certain person. This person was suffering very heavy depression in America. And on one occasion he saw one group of people. And they walked past him and they went to a nearby masjid. And for whatever reason, it just caught his mind and he decided to follow. And he followed these people and they were sitting and they were in a halqa of ta'aleem. Discussing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, discussing the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, discussing the virtues of action. And he said for months he had not slept. That day he decided to sit with these people. No iman also, he just sat with these people. And that day for the first time after months he slept. Sleep came to him. When he woke up, he was so amazed. He asked these people here. He asked them that on what basis do you people have such a peaceful life? I see all of you eating simple. I see all of you living simple. But such enjoyment in life that I just by spending a few moments in your company, suddenly I got sleep. And this was iman. This is dhikrullah. When a person is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really one of the greatest benefits of dhikr is this year comes out of our heart. Another very great benefit that we're having in islahi jalsa. And what is islah? That all of these sicknesses within our hearts, these sicknesses, these sins which are in our life, which are like poison, to remove it from us. But many of us find it very difficult that we take out sin by sin by sin and remove it from our lives. But dhikrullah is that great alchemy that will help us to remove these sins. Actually, after a person spends a certain period of time giving concerted effort towards dhikrullah, he himself will see that it won't be that he'll have to give up sins. Sins will leave him. And this is one of the great specialities of dhikrullah. What was mentioned yesterday is that only when we are involved, when we are under the mercy of Allah, at that time only a person can save himself from sin. Without having the mercy of Allah, it is extremely difficult for a person to save himself. Not extremely difficult, it is impossible. Only through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can a man save himself from sin. And one of the great causes of bringing the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us is dhikrullah. A certain sahabi, a man had seen, probably in a dream, that wherever the sahabi would go, when he would leave his house, enter his house, when he would stand, when he would sit, and this man noticed the angels are making dua for him. So he came to the sahabi Abu Umama radiallahu anhu and asked him, that I see that this very special virtue Allah has blessed you with, tell us about it. So the sahabi said to him, that if you want, I can tell you how you can also achieve this. That the angels are full time involved in dua, making dua for you. So he said, of course, tell us. And he recited the verse of Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, O my special friends, اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Remember Allah in abundance. وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. And to create this habit of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, then morning and evening make tasbih, make our dhikrs morning and evening, in as a response, as a reward, هو الذي يصلي عليكم. Allah will send down His very special mercies upon you. وملائكته, and His angels will make dua that Allah must send His special mercies upon you. ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور. Because of your dhikr, Allah will take you out of the darkness of sin, and Allah will bring you into the light of good actions. And really, when a person comes into good, then he feels that light around him. And as long as he remains in bad, in wrong, then he feels miserable, he feels depressed. Why? Because of the darkness which is within his heart. That sin which was like a poison within his heart, eating away at his health. So one of the great benefits if a person makes dhikrullah is that Allah's mercy descends on him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala inna dunya mal'una. Listen very well, this entire world is accursed. Mal'unun ma fiha, whatever is in the world is accursed. What does it mean accursed? It means it's deprived of Allah's mercy. But from the many special actions which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about, if we want to come under the mercy of Allah, illa dhikr Allah. Make dhikr of Allah, suddenly we will be under, so to say, Allah's mercy is like a cloud. And any person who comes under this cloud, yeah, Allah's mercy showers down upon him. And whoever, upon whichever person Allah's mercy showers down upon, that person is, so to say, protected. From what? From the evils of shaitan, from the evils of nafs, from sin. He comes under the divine protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through dhikrullah. Another very great benefit of Dhikrullah, and this is which is so necessary for all of us, is that through Dhikrullah a person builds his akhirah. Ibrahim alayhi salam, on the occasion of Mi'raj, when he met our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he sent one message for the ummah, that inform your ummah that Jannah is very lush and the water of Jannah is very sweet, but it is a barren land. So inform your ummah that they should plant trees in Jannah. How? By reciting Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. This is the greenery of Jannah. A person who wants success in Akhirah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the time of death, he explained, no action can save a person from the punishment of Allah to the extent that dhikr will save him. On the day of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will raise up some people. There will be noor in their faces. They will be sitting on pulpits, on members of pearls and jewels. The people will admire them, but they won't be anbiya, they won't be shuhada. On what basis? They used to get together and they used to remember Allah. On this basis here, they will get this honor. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke, if a person wishes to get the shade under the arsh of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, one man, he sits alone and he thinks about Allah and he remembers Allah and he makes zikr and he starts crying. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said that there will be such people who will be entering into Jannah laughing and smiling. Which people? Those people whose tongues were accustomed to the remembrance of Allah. And like the fear in Jannah then, to increase our plots in Jannah also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take me, take us all there, directly without going through the fire of Jahannam, to increase our plots in Jannah also. Then what a person wishes, what a person needs. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu on one occasion was planting trees. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came past, he asked, what are you planting? He said, I'm planting a tree. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'll tell you of better trees. Recite Subhanallah, you'll get a tree in Jannah. Alhamdulillah, one tree in Jannah. La ilaha illallah, one tree in Jannah. Allahu Akbar, one tree in Jannah. And in certain narrations it has been mentioned, regarding the tafsir of the ayah, wa dhillim mamdood. Trees which have very, very widespread shade. So certain narrations mention that a tree in Jannah will be such, that a rider will be able to ride on a fast Arabian horse from one corner of the shade of the tree to the other corner. He will not be able to cross that distance in 100 years. When Ali said, I thought to myself, let me try to work it out. So a horse runs approximately at 60 to 70 kilometers per hour. So to make it easy, he said 50 kilometers per hour in one day, which is 24 hours, a horse would be able to travel 1,200 kilometers. In 30 days, obviously times by 30, a horse would travel 36,000 kilometers. The entire circumference of the earth is 24,000 kilometers. That is why we have 24 hours in a day. That means 1.5 earths within 1 month a horse can traverse if the horse continues running continuously at this speed. 1.5 earths. If you take the same amount, 1.5 earths, which the horse can traverse in 1 month, and times it by 12, a person will come out to 18 earths. And that's only 1 year. If you times that by 100, 1,800 years, and that is just on one Subhanallah, one Alhamdulillah, one Allahu Akbar. And it doesn't just mean a tree, but it means the plot under the tree. And generally, in agriculture, they have a certain law that wherever a tree is planted, then there has to be a certain distance before the next tree. So because of this law of agriculture in Jannah also, if Allah has to have this law, then your plot is that entire tree and all the area around that tree. And on your next Subhanallah, it's the next. And from that we can understand then, that man who never made no good action in his life, besides having kalima in his heart, that last man to enter into Jannah, he will get 10 times the size of this earth. It's nothing far-fetched. So really, for our Jannah, for our Akhirah, Dhikrullah is so necessary. Dhikrullah is so important. We just mentioned a few things, and we'll just recap. One is, for our Islah, Dhikrullah is extremely necessary. Secondly, if we wish to get happiness, peace, contentment in life, Dhikrullah is extremely necessary. Thirdly, if we want to make Allah happy and we want to get the high treasures and the enjoyments of Jannah, Dhikrullah is extremely necessary. However, one thing we should remember is that if a person involves himself in Dhikrullah, which is so important and necessary, there are just two things. One is that many times we start and then we drop out. This is like a person who eats food one day and the next day he doesn't. And the next day he eats and the next day he doesn't. What will happen? He'll become weak physically. We are becoming weak spiritually. And when we become so weak Finally, nafs takes control because our soul has no strength. So this year, dhikr ka naga, ruh ka fata. We are starving our souls if we are not making dhikrullah. And because of this year, shaitan and nafs get the upper hand over us. The second thing which our Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Dawud Barakatuhum emphasizes on is that when making dhikr of Allah, try as far as possible. One is with istiqamat. And the second very important thing with regards to dhikrullah is make dhikr with love. A person who makes dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love, one of the other great benefits which we were supposed to mention, we have no time, is that dhikrullah creates love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. So make dhikr of Allah with love, and you will see what in a short period of time, a person who starts on this road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, within a short period of time, he will see how far he goes and he traverses towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, remember one other aspect also, is that for the curing of the sicknesses of the heart, different types of dhikr have different properties. Like a person goes to a doctor, and the doctor has many, many medicines. But every medicine has certain properties which are beneficial for certain illnesses and ailments. Although there are multivitamins and they might help in everything, but every multivitamin also has its speciality. Like that, dhikrullah also has its speciality. A person suffering from a certain illness, sometimes he will be advised on a certain dhikr. Another man suffering from another spiritual illness, he'll be advised differently. For that reason, it is very important that we consult our mashayikh, our pious elders, who are masters and experts in this field, who are spiritual doctors, ask them for treatment when it comes to treating these sicknesses within our heart. Then which dhikrullah would be best and most beneficial for me? How to make that dhikrullah? And inshallah, through this year, we will find that the benefit which we get from dhikrullah, that will also be far, far greater. May Allah Ta'ala grant me tawfiq, grant us all tawfiq of becoming from those people there who remember Allah in abundance. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings in this regard after now. Inshallah, now we will have a majlis of dhikr which will take place. We call upon Allah Rahman.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل مراه جايك مدانه توهي توه توهي توه توهي توه اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیث بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر سارے خبروں سے مجھ کو إلهي رہو خبردار تیرا لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤ اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراض کہ جس کی دوزخ سے بھر کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں. اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں, میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. مجھ سا خلقہ میں کوئی نہیں, گوبت کردار نام سیا. تو بھی مگر غفار یا رب, تو بھی مگر غفار یا رب, بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ. اب تو رہے بس تا دم آخر ود زباں اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے, ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا. نکلے میرے ہر بنے منہ سے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا. اب تو کبھی چھوڑے بھی نہ چھوٹے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا. حلق سے نکلے سانس کے بدلے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا. اب تو رہے بس تا دم آخر ود زبا اے میرے الہ. لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. نعرہ مستانا خوش می آئیدم, تا ابد جانا چنی می بائیدم. اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ. اللہ 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 وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. الله 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 الله, ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد. الله 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 الله, واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا. الله 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 الله, كل من عليها فان الإحسان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. الله 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 جل جلاله تعالى شانه.
Time for Ishraq is set in already. We should try and perform 2 rakat salah. We are in the masjid. If we perform just 2 rakat salah, Allah Ta'ala will give us a reward of 1 complete Hajj and Umrah, inshallah. And our Hazrat explained us so beautifully, immediately after Ishraq, the time of Chash has started. So we are in the masjid. Although the best time is 10, 11 o'clock, but we are here now, we got wuzu, everything. So read another 2 rakats namaz with the intention of Chash salah. Salatul Duha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the reward of more than the sun shines on all the gold and silver and valuables of this world, and it is spent in the path of Allah. More reward than that. And this will be a sadqa for all the joints of the body. Allah has given us 360. So we should try and make this our daily practice also. And the next program will start by 9:30. We should try and be ready before that, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا نعمتك واسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وعيوننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة العين ما تخفي الصدور. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. سبحان الله وبحمده.